That's why I tell you that God is a woman.
Oh God.
God is a woman. God is a woman. That's why I tell you that God is a woman. God is a woman.
God is a woman.
God is a
woman.
That's why I tell you that God is a woman. God is a woman. God is a woman. She's obsessive of my love. She don't wanna share. And I dare to do you wrong. I don't wanna do you. If you keep doing me like this, taking me just for a piss, and I can see you down in the dirt like that.
Cause you're giving it to me 6 a.m. in the morning, and you crush my beliefs, my system, my religion.
And that's why I tell you that God is a woman. Of your love, and I don't know what to do, cause they say I'm not the one for you, but you keep telling me that we are supposed to be a unity, a pair, a couple who dares to rise up, to rise up, to rise up from despair, to rise up, to rise up, to rise up from despair.
A shout out to Elijah. That was Mr. Okello, Elijah Okello. I specifically chose this song with Elijah because that was Nadia's favorite song with Elijah also. So it just made too much sense to end this episode with that song. The first time I heard Elijah's music, I liked it immediately. Just like with him as a person, because it was just filled with good vibes, positive energy, and I liked that. Yo, Elijah's probably one of the sweetest dude that I know. Probably one of my only like actual guy friend who hasn't like tried to fuck me or who hasn't used my heartbreak or vulnerable time or whatever to try to get in my pants. Oh my God, I've cried so much and complained so much to Elijah over all these and fuck niggas. And he genuinely just gave me good advice as a friend. No, there's one more. I feel pretty safe about this guy named Faisal too. But yeah, I feel so safe with Elijah. Like, I can open up my mind and soul. It will be met with, like, compassion and open-mindedness. And yeah, Elijah is just a wholesome human being. So sweet. Sometimes too sweet for his own good. And I feel like all the good stuff about him and his personality, you can kind of feel that it gets portrayed and projected in his songs too, which is why like his songs are banging, because his energy is banging. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got vibes for days, for infinity, like, and he's so hardworking. I wish him nothing but the best. I just wish this nigga nothing but love and light and booty. Yeah. And success. Like, he's a genius when it comes to sound. Like, I will call him a sound engineer. Actually, like, yeah, man. Love you. Keep up the good work. Already a fucking shining star in my world. Y'all heard a voice. Y'all heard a vibe. Y'all heard it all. You can go and catch the vibes. You want to continue with them. Can't get enough. And just want more. Catch it on Instagram. My man's handle is Elijah Okello. Oh, he's on Spotify. He's on, I think it's on Apple Music. And I know he's on SoundCloud too. Oh, actually the best way to catch these vibes is through, is live. Like, book this nigga. The fuck? Book my nigga. Cause he always come with the vibes. Always. Never disappoint. Yeah. I'm out. Bye. The main theme is gonna be mental issues, mental health, mental illness, and everything that just affects the mental one way or the other. Because it's real. And people are out here dying because of it. Because of the lack of seriousness that we give to it. Even like on social... I'm tired. I'm done. No, I'm not done. Let me just... I'm sorry. Because it's real and people are out here dying because of it. Because of the lack of seriousness that we give to it. Even like on a societal level, like physical illness is way more economically supported than mental illness. So even on a societal governmental level, everything inside our head is not taken that seriously because we can't see it. Because it's more hidden disease or whatever, like when you break your leg or whatever, you can clearly see like the damage. Whereas in your mind, it's more or less you can see and feel it. And then your reaction is how other people can see it. I'm tired. This sucks. I just spent the whole day listening to what I've recorded yesterday. Now I'm tired. But I'm gonna push through. So yeah, I will continue this podcast in honor for Nadi, in honor for all the people out there who we have lost due to mental health, all the people that lost themselves due to mental illness, and all the people who are battling with their mental. We all are to some degree, one way or the other. And I just want to normalize talking about it. I don't want it to be a taboo. I want it to be something that we all feel safe enough to share and to open up and to talk about. Also, like, the reason why mental disorders is such a taboo is often because people feel like they need to deal with all this shit by themselves. And that's where things often go wrong. Because sometimes you need help. You need professional help. You need other people beside you, because when you are inside your mind, you can always see. You can get blinded by your own mind also. So it's really important to learn how to receive help and to not feel like weak. Because I also feel like a lot of people somehow see mental illness as a weakness, and that's why they don't want to admit to it. That's why they don't want to go to the doctors to get a diagnosis and see a psychologist and stuff like that, because then they feel like they're giving into their weakness. But it's not giving into your weakness, it is learning to know your darkness so your darkness doesn't eat you up alive, basically. Because that's what mental disorders do, it eats you alive. So you become dead inside. And when you become dead inside, then you're more prone to suicide and stuff like that. Because then what's the point of living? What's the point of everything, really? Anything? What's the point of stuff then? And there are so many layers and many factors to mental health. And basically, they are all start from our childhood. Like the way we were raised, our upbringing, the environment, our family, and the dynamic within our family, or the lack of dynamic within our family, or the lack of a family in itself. Basically, you can see a grown-up by psychoanalyzing them. You can basically see, even though they are not telling you, you can see how people are brought up or grown up. You can see those patterns from their family and how they take them with them in their grown-up life if they haven't dealt with it. Because if you deal with it, then that's how you're gonna find ways to break the generational trauma or whatever. Generational curse, because some people also cursed within their family if they have lights and they were born into a dark family or whatever. That's a different topic. And I feel like my generation are healers. I feel like we are the ones who are supposed to end all this shit that our family endure and that our family trying to pass on to us. We are the ones to cut that shit out and be like, this is what this motherfucker gonna stop. We ain't bringing, I love my brothers. I want them to be trauma-free. I want them to actually not just survive, but to live their best life. So if that means I have to take all this shit, I'll take it. Because I'll end it. That's my power. I'll end it. Fuck no. No more. It's too much. Damn, nigga. Chill. Breathe. And I'm doing this for my brothers, for example, so they can have a more healthier mind and a way, just so they can live a healthier life and they can learn to deal with all this familial childhood trauma and whatever. And societal trauma, it's not only for families, because it's like attacks from everywhere. So sometimes with mental health, the darkness can just kick you out on the ground where you feel like you can't get up, where you feel like the easiest way, it's just to end it all. And you must have been in so much pain to take that decision. Like so much pain. Much unbearable pain. And it breaks my heart knowing that we are all carrying so much pain inside of us. And we somehow feel like we don't have a place to display this pain. Or like people can handle it. Oh, people don't want to listen to it because it's like it will ruin the mood or kill the joy or whatever. Or people feel like you are complaining when you talk about mental illness or the whole being weak and stuff like that. Like, first of all, emotions are not weakness. It's not a sign of weakness, because when you listen to your emotions and when you allow yourself to be vulnerable, that is the strongest thing one can do as a human being. Because that's how you keep shit real. That's how you can check yourself. That's how you can check others, by being vulnerable. So you cannot have like this fear of like going deep when it comes to mental health, because mental health is basically cleaning up your mind. You know? Go within yourself and see all the things that don't fit, that is dirty, that is cluttering your mind, like that isn't clean, that makes your mind not think clearly. Just clear all that shit out. And it takes time. And it takes a lot of healing. And you need to be dedicated, basically, a consistency in order to heal yourself and stuff. So yeah, mental health is gonna be the theme, the main theme. And I will somehow link everything back to mental health. And I will forever encourage people, like, treat others with kindness. You never know what people are going through. Even though a person is not telling you what they're going through, just treat them with kindness. Luckily for me, because I'm spiritual, I sense energy. I'm fluent in energy. So you can tell me that you are fine or whatever, but if I look into your eyes, you know this old saying that the eyes are the windows to the soul? I'm gonna see your pain, and I'm gonna feel that pain on me as well, because I'm empathic, you know? So can we please just stop running away from our pain, from our feelings, from our vulnerability, from our intimacy, from commitment, from everything that makes us human, everything that is part of creating like a human connection to ourselves and to others? You cannot love others if you don't love yourself. People hate to hear that, but it's true. I don't know why y'all hate the truth so much. I'm getting tired of y'all. Because if you don't love yourself, then you won't allow others to love you. You won't receive the love the others are trying to give you. So it's all interconnected. It's all there. Like there are so many layers, but they are all like linked together somehow. So it's also like connecting the dots and having this overview. Because when you accept your emotions and you allow yourself to feel, then it becomes way easier to deal with mental illness. Because then you're not in a state of denial anymore. And then you are in a state of consciousness instead of unconscious. And the point of subconsciousness or unconsciousness is basically taking all that stuff and make it a part of your consciousness. So nothing ever passed by you, you know. So you're just aware of shit happening, even on your subconscious level. You know, when you become aware of your subconscious, you're too powerful. Because subconscious just means everything you're doing without being aware of it. But you imagine if you start being aware, then maybe you'll stop doing all those things. Let's say, and it's also super important when talking about mental illness, that you don't see yourself as your illness. Let's say you've been diagnosed with bipolar or whatever, then you are more than just bipolar, you know? You are not only that. Don't limit yourself to only be your disease, because all disease can be healed from you, can be healed from, you know? So you can overcome that, and with me saying this, it's not easy. Nothing in this life is easy, but it's about your attitude. Life is literally what you make it. That's the power we all have. We all have the power to make it better or make it worse. And I know like society plays a big part in it, because it privileges some and disadvantages others. So it makes life easier for some and more difficult for others, which is fucking unfair systematically, structural wise, whatever. But you still have the choice to decide if you want to enjoy or no. Because I don't know, we also, I feel like a lot of shit that I'm saying is irrelevant. Like, no, obviously it's not irrelevant like that. I'm tired. You're so fucking tired, man. Soy muy cansado. Cansado? No sé cómo dice en español, pero soy muy fatigo. Bro, I'm tired, okay? I'm tired. Je suis fatigué. Je suis tellement fatigué. Vraiment fatigué. So yeah, I'm just tired. And I should have spoken earlier instead of using all my time. That's also with this whole podcast. I'm trying to learn fucking time management, which is my biggest, like, weakness. Hey, because God knows I'll be way too powerful as soon as I learn time management. Because I have so many projects going on, and if I learn time management, maybe I can actually finish all my projects instead of just starting a new true generator, manifestor generator, human design style. Anyways, it's just me. I have to take accountability instead of going with all these new ages terms. And which ways are best? Should I just freestyle, just speak, or should I write some shit down so I don't lose track of what I'm trying to say and keep repeating myself and stuff? Or just go with the flow, because that's life. Life is a flow. I don't know. But, flow, no. Okay, that's a rhyme. But what I do know is mental health is real, and I hope like this COVID-19 or whatever made some people to sit down and reflect. And to get in touch with their own mind and heart and souls. And I hope when this quarantine is over, that people are not just going back to their old ways, because their old ways is not sustainable. We need to find a way to take ourselves seriously, our mind seriously, our thoughts seriously, and stop giving our power away. So yeah, mental health. I'm gonna repeat it until y'all are so tired of hearing on it, until it becomes normalized, okay? Normalized to the point where you call your family members in Africa, and they're like, oh, we haven't heard from you for a while. What's up? Are you okay? And you're like, no, I've been depressed. And they're like, what is depression? Yeah, young people in Europe, you like to make up problems that doesn't exist. We have all these problems. We don't, but we're still smiling. And you have everything in Europe, and you say you're depressed. What is depression? Go pray. Until that is not the answer when you tell you black, African, whatever. Until we can have a more open, like, if you, imagine if you call my grandma and I told that, and she'd be like, oh, what is making you depressed? Why do you feel like that? What's wrong? Open up your heart. Let me hear. Is there anything I can do for you? How can I be there for you? How can I... Whatever. I'm going to repeat it, especially in the black community. Repeat it until it's normalized, until I don't have to repeat it anymore. So please, everybody, take care of your mental health. Take care of yourself. And don't feel guilty. Like, a lot of people, they don't take care of themselves because they feel like they have to be there for everybody else. And this is mostly the people who need the most help themselves. The ones who's always there for other people but keep neglecting themselves. Those are like, bruv, you need help. Help yourself first. Like, even in the fucking, in a flight. You know, they always advise you to eat, even though you are a mother, that you should put on the mask on yourself before you put it on your child, you know? Because, you know, if you put it on your child first and then the flight crash and you die, then your child will survive and stuff like that. But then they will lose their mother. Then they will have nobody to, I mean, they will have other people maybe, but then they will not have you as their mother to take care of them, their caretaker, because you decided to put them first. You know, I don't know if the logic even made sense, but I will try to encourage people to learn how to pronounce English, how to speak, prioritize. Just maybe I should go to a speechologist. I don't know if that's the thing. Prioritize themselves. But I will try to encourage people to learn how to prioritize themselves and how to put themselves first and how that is not selfish, and how people should not feel guilty or guilt trip themselves, because the better you are, the more people you can help. And the more people you can take care of, the more people you can be there for. But if you're running on low energy and then you are trying to be there for everybody else, you're gonna be drain. Then you also have this little sense of resentment in you, because you are like, yo, I'm out here trying to be there for everybody, but who's gonna be there for me, you know? And then you start questioning people or trust issues, and like, it just becomes this spiral of unhealthy mechanism, you know, toxic mechanism, whatever. So you need to learn how to be there for yourself without feeling bad for it, because you matter as much as other people matter. You matter too. You need love too. You need caring too. You need help too. And it's okay to ask for help. And I've learned this the hard way, because I was trying to do everything by myself, and shit, I lost my mind. And then God came and collected me. And I was like, you know what? Being like this hyper independence doesn't mean that I can't ask other people for help, or that I can't say no, or I can't say stop when enough is enough. Being independent doesn't mean, I mean, it also means to know how and when to have boundaries, to know when to put yourself first, to know when something is too much for you, to know to listen to your body, mind, and soul, to know like, yo, I don't have energy for this right now, so I will not engage in it. To focus on yourself, really. If we all just took time for ourselves, took care of ourselves, the world will look so much better. So much better. Because when you start doing yourself work, first of all, you realize how much work it takes. So hard work pays off, you know? And when you realize that and you see other people also working on themselves, you will have more compassion. You will understand. Okay, you are going through something difficult, but you're gonna get out of it because you are dedicated to get better. So you will make it. And some people unfortunately don't make it because your life is tough. And also we have to admit that life is super tough. Okay, even in Europe, I feel like as a diaspora, there's this unwritten rule that you can't complain about life or think life is tough because you're in Europe. And your family is like in a worse reality or whatever. No, because it's different circumstances. Like, you can't compare realities like that. So yeah, life is super tough. Because life in Europe is tough in a different way. Because yes, we do have all the basic necessity like food, water, and blah, blah, blah. But then everything inside, we lacked that. Well, so I felt like when I was in Africa, I had everything inside. I just lacked everything outside of me, you know. Yeah, life is hard as fuck. But it's not impossible to get better. It's not impossible. But it's not easy either, okay? But yeah, I remember last year, I was not in a good state of mind. And I remember saying to a fellow Capricorn, I just wish I could take 1 year off where I focus on myself and just heal. Where literally I don't do anything but heal for 365 days. Where I don't do nothing else but just heal. Heal, 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 heal. But when I even said that, it sounded like a dream or like an illusion. Because I was like, of course I can take 1 year off. Just for myself. I have school. I have to pay rent. I have all of these responsibilities that I have to take care of. That is, that includes other people than just me. So if I decide to just like chill and take care of myself, I'm gonna disappoint all these other people. So it stressed me the fuck out. I was like, yo, I can't even take just 1 year for myself. And then COVID-19 happened. So I was kind of forced to do it. And then I'd be doing that without even knowing that I was doing it. So I recently just met up with this friend again at Nadia's funeral. So sad. And then they reminded me of how I said that if I could just take 1 year for myself to heal, I will do that. And that's what I've been doing without even knowing. I've cut so many people off. And it gives me a lot of peace of mind, actually. It's never a person I've cut off where I didn't feel good about it. Because my life just kind of turned into the better. So cutting people off to remain, like, to keep your peace of mind or to enforce a boundary, it's okay. It's more than okay. I am definitely an advocate for that. Like, yes. Peace of mind and boundaries, that's all I do. Like, blocking people, whatever, to maintain, and people are like, oh, but blocking it, so then you give that other person power. It's like, no, I'm taking all the power away from that other person to come and disturb my peace of mind. And then I couldn't care less of what that person think my action has to do with them, because it is all about me and my peace, which you cannot be a part of because you are not a peaceful person. Like, the fuck. So you can think I'm afraid of you or whatever. As long as you leave me in peace, I'm good. Yeah. It's okay. Okay, some people may get angry because they took advantage of you not having any boundaries before. So they could like use you and feel entitled to you and stuff like that. But you also really find out who loves you when you start saying no. Because a lot of people benefiting from you always being their yes man. Yes, I can do this. Yes, I can help you. Yes, we can go there. Yes, 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 yes to everything. Bitch, no. No. Fuck this and fuck that and fuck you and fuck them and fuck it all and fuck no. Fuck that shit. No. No, 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 no. Seriously. It's so insane. It's such a short word, but so many people don't know how to use it or to say it. No. No. For all of you who have difficulties saying no, listen to it. Remember the choice. Every time you're in a situation, no, that's it. No, 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 no. Respectfully, no. Learn to say no. No, 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 no. Just wake up, like, practice that. No, 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 no. Okay? Practice that. Being able to say no is part of self-care. Because it shows that you respect yourself and honor your boundaries. I don't even care what other people say. That's my truth. Like, no have saved me from so many things. Being able to say no has saved me from so much drama, bullshit, trouble, like so much unnecessary whatever. So I'm gonna continue this year. Now I am aware of it. Now it's August, you know, so I have half a year left. And if I continue to just work on myself like I have been doing, yo, I'm gonna be so powerful. Shit, I'm gonna be good. Like, I'm even excited because I am tired of not being good. I am tired of the struggle life, like always have to struggle. No, I just want to be good, okay? All the time. Just be good all the time. Obviously, there will be bad days and stuff like that, but I want goodness to be my normality instead of badness. I want light to be my normality instead of darkness, you know? And this is a conscious choice one has to take. Like, what life do you want to live on this earth? I want to live a happy life because I am a happy human being. It makes me happy to be happy. It makes me happy when others around me are happy. It gives me a lot of joy to be surrounded by joy, you know? For a lot of people, they can't because they are like, I feel terrible. Why are you not feeling terrible like me? You should feel terrible as well. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, why are you not happy for other people's happiness? What's wrong with you? Like, what? You can create your own happiness, you know? My happiness doesn't have to take away from your happiness, you know? Like, your misery. If you're miserable, like, your misery. If you're miserable and you see me happy, bitch, get inspired. Don't get jealous. Don't get bitter. Don't wish for me to calm down on your level. That's just... and cool. That's actually mean. Like, why do you want to be a person like that? For me, every time I'm heartbroken, sad, depressed, or whatever a negative emotion I'm going through, I have to surround myself with the opposite. Whenever I'm heartbroken, I love to surround myself with the lovey-dovey couples, like, who are just like all over each other, to remind myself that, yeah, my heart might be broken at the moment, but it will smile again, just like their hearts are smiling now, you know? Because life is all stages, it's all phases. It's like the moon. The moon is still the moon, no matter what phase it's in, you know? So yeah, just learn to take time out to yourself. Learn how to love yourself. Learn how to be there for yourself. Learn how to appreciate yourself. Learn how to be happy for yourself and be by with yourself. Learn how to be alone. Because when you do all these things, automatically that's what you will do with others. Because the way you treat yourself is either how you feel about yourself or how you want others to treat you. So it's always going back to you, you know? I try to treat people the best that I can, but there are some motherfuckers out there that I didn't treat that good. Some people are also just trying to push you, you know? They're like, oh, she's so spiritual. She's all about love and light. I'm like, I'll punch you in the motherfucking face if you disrespect me. Yeah, I'm spiritual. And I'll give you a motherfucking spiritual punch that will align all your chakras and take you to multiple dimensions where you will see all of your past life and be like, shit, I shouldn't have fucked with that bitch. No, exactly. I'm gonna bring up all my ancestors so you don't fuck with me just because I'm spiritual. Bitch, that doesn't mean I can't get angry. That doesn't mean I'm fucking pacifist. Low-key I am, but just because I'm spiritual, like, physically I'm a pacifist because I can't fight, but spiritually, let's go. Let's fucking go. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, okay? When you protect it like that, I don't fear shit spiritually because God got me. It doesn't mean that I have to accept everything that... I don't need to be fucking kiss and hug racist people or abusers because I'm spiritual. No, I can still be against shit. And I will. I will always fight against the light. Against the dark. I will never fight against light. I did at some point, actually, because I was so much in the darkness that when the light came, it was God trying to like fish me up or whatever. But I was like, what is this light? Because I was so comfortable with the darkness. And then I couldn't see shit. And then when I started to see, I was like, yo, shit doesn't look good down here. What the fuck am I doing down here? So in the beginning, I was like, but then the more I followed the light, the more the brighter things looked and the better they looked. So I ain't trying to go back to darkness anytime soon. No, thank you. And yo, listening to each other, listen to the people who are suffering. Where is their suffering coming from? Listening to yourself. Is you suffering? Why are you suffering? And is there a way you can like stop suffering? No, that sounds weird. Okay, I actually think I'm tired and whatever I'm saying. Okay, I wanted to talk about Nari here, but I have so many mixed feelings because I only want to talk about the positive stuff about Nare, so I don't start crying. But I also want to acknowledge the truth, the hard truth, and the reality of your mental health. It can literally take your life if you don't take it seriously. And I have always had a different outlook on suicide, but Nare really changed my perspective on that. Because I've always seen it as, that's for weak people, because it's weak people who do that and take the easy way out. But Nada was one of the strongest motherfucker that I knew. And they still chose that path, so that just made me reflect and rethink. I was like, okay, you don't need to be weak to actually do it. I also know like a lot of people who say, yo, I'm so suicidal, like almost every day, and they're still here. I'm like, okay. But then they never do it. So are they the weak ones for being alive while being suicidal, or are they being strong for keeping living where they don't want to live anymore? Or what? Because suicide is the easy way out. Whether you want to get out of pain, you want to get out, whatever, is just the way out. Not to sound harsh or apathetic or insensitive or whatever. I'm just African, I'm sorry. But let's just admit that being alive and fighting is way more difficult than the easy way out. Suicide is the easy way out, and that's why I always thought that you somehow have to be eaten by your weakness to go through that part. Maybe weakness is the wrong wording in this context. Maybe I mean darkness. But Nare fought to the end. I know that they never give up without a fight. This is also a quote from Zuko from Avatar, The Last Airbender. Never give up without a fight. And I had many talk about Avatar with Nare. And one of the last thing and the last time I actually saw Nare, they told me that karma is real. That was the first thing they said. Karma is real. And I was like, of course it's real. What do you mean with that? What karma just hit you? And they were like, all this time I thought I was Avatar, but it just turned out that I'm Zuko. I'm fucking Zuko. And I had to tell them that, like, yeah, Zuko in the beginning got portrayed as the bad one or whatever, but that's just because he was out of control of that fire. So he burned everything, destroyed everything around him. But when Zuko then started to get in control of that fire and that power, he became super powerful and started to collaborate with Aang, the Avatar. And they became a team and did a lot of good stuff. And they became a team and did a lot of good stuff. Sometimes I just start crying when I think about Nare. Because I'm like, I can't believe you're gone. I can't believe you gone, like, forever. You gone. What the fuck? I can't believe you gone. Like, I can't. believe you're gone. Can't believe you're gone. I can't believe you're gone. Like forever. This is not a joke. Like you actually gone. Like forever. Like I can't believe I will never hug you again. I will never laugh with you again. I will never like think and feel with you again. I will never touch you again. I will never see you again. We will never watch Avatar together again. We will never share another joint again. Like we will never dance together again. We will never like fucking hit the police again. We will never fight the system together again. We will never rebel together again. We will never eat good food together again. Like, I will never taste your delicious food again. And you will never taste mine again. Your smoothies in the morning was the best. Like, I will never see you skateboard around the collective naked again. I will never do yoga naked in the morning with you again. Flirt with you again, cuddle with you again, touch you again, give you massages again, receive massages from you again, like read and write poetry with you again, making art and being creative with you again, planning the future together again, making plans with you again, like having a crush on each other again. I told you to wait for me until I came out to my dad. Now I'm out and now you are gone. A pain that will never disappear. And I miss you. And oh, you were so hot. You're so hot and so fucking kind, so unique. And I'm just gonna miss, like, I'm gonna miss all of you. Every single part of you, good and bad. You as a whole, like the whole you, I'm gonna miss. You are so raw, so brutally honest. Yeah, so brutally honest, and it's just it's just take care of each other, cause mental health can fucking kill you. This shit is real. This shit is fucking real. You can lose people like because of mental health, and so many people are dying because of it, because it's not getting taken seriously. So can we please start taking it seriously so we can maybe stop losing so many fucking people? Like, because I know that death is inevitable or whatever, because we're all gonna go that way. Like, that's the only thing we can be sure of in this world. Like, that's the only certainty we can count on is death. That's the one thing we all guaranteed, is we all gonna die. That's just the cycle of life or whatever. But when you decide to like take or end your own life, that's like you taking, that's you like being in control of your karma. Like, because there is a time for where we all have to pass. But when you decide to do it before that timeline has come because of mental health, like, yo, that just shows something ain't right. This world ain't right. People ain't right. Like, we are not okay. And we need to acknowledge that. And we need to start dealing with that, normalizing it, because we are so good at talking about the good stuff and what's going well and blah, 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 blah. But not when things get heavy or when things get tough. Like, I cannot believe Nada is not here anymore. It's 2 years and I'm still not over this shit. I don't know how I will ever get over this shit. I don't know. No. I just missed them more and more every day. It's just like grieving. Nada was the only person who understood. Man, I feel so alone. I'm so ready for so many things, and now they're not here. I wasn't ready before.
Escalated quickly. I don't know. I wasn't supposed to be crying like this. I'm sorry. This is not gonna be fun to edit.
Oh, that's where I was. I cannot even say the sentence without crying. Like, I've been in denial for 2 years. Every day I'm waiting for them to somehow come back, as if they were in a coma or something. But they're gone. Like, I have to die before meeting again. I can't cope with it. I don't know. Like, denial, fighting acceptance. Because I refuse to accept this because it's too painful. But I also have to accept it before. I have to stop being in denial and just accept it. Because no matter how much I cry, it won't come back. I cannot believe it. But I have to believe it. And I also have accepted it. But sometimes I'm still in denial. Like, no, like, come back. Just come back, Nada. Come back. I know you were a fucking magician and you were a fucking Scorpio and y'all how about death and rebirth? Like, please come back. Please. Let this just be a nightmare, a bad joke. Like, I don't know, please come back. Nothing makes sense without you. It doesn't make any sense. I don't even know how, if I'm feeling like this, I can't even imagine how your family, like, how they can just go on with their everyday life, like, when they lost their sunshine, like, I don't know. No, I'm also actually happy we never initiated a relationship, because if we got to explore the whole romantic side of each other, I don't know how I'll ever get over you. Like, this is just me crying over a friend. Obviously, the feelings are deeper because there was romantic feelings in it. It just wasn't okay, whatever. Like, the amount of times that I've prayed that, you know, the amount of time I'm still praying, like, please come back. 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 But it's just not happening. You are just not coming back. Because also me asking you, please come back, you were in so much pain. So why will I ever ask you to do that? That's so selfish and egocentric of me. Like, you can be alive just for my and other people's sake and happiness. if you're not happy with being alive, it's all like, fuck all this shit, man. Fuck all this shit. Fuck all this shit. Like, mental health is fucking real. Mind you, like, I'm from fucking Congo. I've seen so death. I've seen so much death. I almost became immune for it. But this is the first time in my life where it's not like where I lose somebody to suicide. This is the most painful pain. And I'm from Congo. I've seen pain, but this just hit different. And I just send the strength and love and light to their family, because I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine their pain. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyways, mental health is fucking real. I can't even do this anymore. I need to just finish crying, because I'm not even sure what if you can hear what I'm saying, if I have to re-record all this shit. I've tried to do this so many times without crying, but I just end up crying. So this is just how it's gonna be, okay? Because, yeah, it is what it is. Because I don't even know if y'all can hear what I'm saying, because I'm trying to keep my tears back. But now I need to, like, cry and meditate and pray and light a candle. Because night is only gone, like, physically. I know they're not gone spiritually. Spiritually, they're still here. They visit me a lot in my dreams, and they're guiding me like a lot. I'm still connected to them, but I think what I miss now is also like the physical stuff. Like, I just miss cuddling with them. I just miss intimacy with them. And it wasn't even sexual intimacy, because I had too many traumas to be sexual with them. But I just miss. This is dedicated to Nare. I'll miss you with every breath I take, and I will always love you. Rest in power and in peace. This is not a goodbye, it's a see you later, because nothing really dies. Things just transform, and I really need to cry now, so goodbye, y'all.
This piece is called Leaking, and it's from the collection Self, Love and Healing. Leaking. What is wrong with me? I'm leaking. My eyes are leaking salt water. I panic and try to close the hole. An angel came and dried the liquid away. I opened my eyes and kept leaking. No worries, the angel said. No worries, the angel said, calmly. Nothing is wrong with you. You are simply crying, dear. Huh? Crying? I thought to myself. What is that? The angel said, shedding tears is cleansing. You are healing, my dear. So I continue leaking salt water down my face to detox from the pain, cleansing the wounds. Thank you.